Randy, literally the last two verses in the Old Testament, the very last passages, and God is very intentional in the way he put the scripture together, state that the Lord will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to the children. And if not, he will come and he will strike the land with total destruction. Randy, how are our hearts turned back to our children? How does that happen? Give us a few pointers on how we can do that as men.
I think first and foremost, we turn our hearts toward God, who is our Heavenly Father. We engage ourselves in a relationship with Him as His children. We think of the heart that He has toward us as our Father. And the Father, God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. And He sent Him as a sacrifice. And Jesus, the second member of the triune God in the council chambers of eternity past, agrees to this and comes willingly, lovingly to be our Savior. Now, God commended His love unto us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we enter into that father-child relationship with God. And then we say, God, as men, we say, God, help me to be the father to my children that you have been to me. Impossible task, yet one God calls us to so that our children can look at us and see the love and grace of a heavenly father. So that they can, that to them, father is a good word. And this passage in Malachi 4:6, I mean, think about this. The last verse of the Old Testament. He will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. I will strike the land with a curse. And in the original, it's the turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, okay, and the children to their fathers. Notice the order. First, the hearts of fathers are turned to their children. Then the hearts of children are turned to their fathers. Dads, we can't put it upon our kids to turn their hearts toward us. We have to turn our hearts toward them. God, we love God because He first loved us. That would be the essence of that.
Yes.
It isn't that we started loving God and God said, well, I see some love coming from my potential children, so I guess I'll love them back. No, He demonstrated His love toward us. Fathers are to demonstrate their love and attention and affection to their children, and when they do that, then God will move the hearts of the children toward their fathers. And if we don't live that way, life is going to be under a curse.